54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Welcome, everyone, to the Week 4 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the coaching tape and the trends of the National Football League. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Films senior producer Greg Cosell. And here we are, Greg. We've talked about so many things in the National Football League. We've talked about the rotations on the defensive line. We've talked about the slot corners. How about the slot receivers? Now, it's so funny. For years, we would talk about the slot receivers. Oh, they're 5'8", 5'9", they can't run. But it's not just the guys that, like 5'10", the Danny Amendola's, the Wes Welkers of the world. We have big receivers.
Right.
Victor Cruz, Greg. The evolution of the slot receiver, when you watch the tape, what are you saying?
Well, it used to be a specialty position. Even going back just 6-7 years ago with Wes Welker, he was a slot receiver, and people looked at the slot receiver as that body type and that kind of quickness, laterally quick, running a lot of option routes in a small area, not really attacking vertically. Now, with the proliferation of the pass game, Adam, what you see is a lot of regular receivers, the Calvin Johnsons, the Brandon Marshalls. We're talking big receivers, Andre Johnson in Houston. All these players line up in the slot at times, and they're very difficult matchups. And not only that, you're seeing tight ends, the Jared Cooks, the Jimmy Grahams. These guys line up in the slot, and they're very tough covers.
Yeah, and that's the next question. How do you defend the big slot receiver? Victor Cruz is a guy who's
with
been
difficulty.
He's been incredible because he's usually bigger and faster.
Right.
What do you do? Do you double the slot? Was Wes Welker a guy that you double?
Well, the one thing about the slot is it's closer to the middle of the field, obviously, where you have more defenders. So you do have an opportunity to do more combination-type coverages where more defenders can be involved in the coverage. It's tougher, theoretically, to double an outside receiver who lines up on the perimeter outside the numbers, because there's only so many people who can be involved in that unless you want to truly compromise coverage. So theoretically, on the blackboard, and you know, obviously the game's played on the blackboard before it's played on the field, you can double slot receivers. It just depends on how many defenders you want to allocate defensively to do that, because you will sacrifice numbers and coverages in other areas of the field.
Yeah, no question. Of course, with Denver, you've got four really good options. And
that, yeah,
you know, it's like pick your poison. That's always a challenge. And of course, on the other side, you've got Jason Avant of the Eagles, who's really made his mark,
yep,
as a slot receiver. He's so physical. And that's the thing that I did want to add. It's no longer just the guy who's tough and physical. You're seeing guys who could really run
well,
that's
because
in the middle of the field.
You do face a lot of bodies in the middle of the field, and sometimes having a big receiver who can make contested catches and can withstand some punishment. Jason Avant is a great example. He's not a speed guy. He's not a 4-4 guy, but he has a great feel for voids and zones. He has a great feel against man for using his body to shield defenders, and he can make physical contested catches in the middle of the field.
Yeah, he's been such a great story since Eagles drafted him. All right, great job out of you for Week 4. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagle.com.
54 down, 51 light. White 20! White 27!